Bob, are you there?
That's affirmative, go ahead.
Okay, Bob, I got 265 vertical line drawn, and I expect I can extend a mode 1-2R abort to that limit.
That is affirmative, Gene. Now, you're going to have a new curve, so don't bother to draw on the old curve. We're going to give you 3 points to plot and draw a straight line in between them that'll create a new curve.
Go ahead.
Okay. The first one is the point is defined with a delta VM of 0 and abort delta V of 1525, 1525.
Okay,
the second point is defined by a delta VM of 150 and abort delta V of 1810. Over.
Bob, that last was 1810.
That's affirmative.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and the last point is defined by delta VM of 265 and abort delta V of 2105. The curve defined by those 3 points will be your LOI plus 2-hour abort delta V.
Okay, and that last point is just the dips available curve with 265.
That's affirmative.
Drawn in.
Okay,
and,
now we got a curve one.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I cut you out. Did you have something else you want on that?
No, it's good. I curved in.
Okay, curve one is 2 points defining it. The first one is delta VM of 265, abort delta V of 1855.
Okay.
And the second one is a delta VM of 400, abort delta V of 2065.
Okay,
those 2 points form the curve one of the mode one 30 minute.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, now curve two has 3 points defining it. The first point is identical with the end point of curve one. It's 400 on the delta VM and 2065 on the abort delta V.
All right.
Okay, the second point is 530 for the DVM and 2245 for the abort delta V.
Okay.
And the last point is DVM of 670. And a delta V, abort delta V of 2475. Okay, and if you draw a line up the page at the DVM of 670, that is the end of the mode 1 30 minute, and everything to the right of that, you're in mode 2. Gene Houston.
Stand by, Bob.
Roger.